Hey, what's going on? This is Aaron Luttrell. Thanks for checking out the Aaron Advantage. I want to let you know why you should work with me when you're thinking of buying or selling a home. But first, I want to let you know about some crazy myths that people believe about real estate agents. Number one, real estate agents are paid a salary. A lot of my clients and even people who are thinking about getting into the real estate industry often have this misconception. I just talked to somebody who was thinking about getting their real estate license and they had no clue how we get paid. I am a 100% commission-based individual, so I only get paid when I get you results. Number two, the agent keeps all the commission. Not only am I only paid whenever I close a deal, I don't get to keep all that commission either. I work for a brokerage, and a lot of times that money comes into the brokerage, and then there's a split between myself and the company that has to be paid before I get a check. Number three, the company covers advertising. A lot of people think all of the advertising that's put forth for their listing is actually paid for by the brokerage, when in fact, any marketing that I do, whether that be digital marketing, online, social media, or anything else that I put together for print or any flyers, all of that comes out of my pocket. Those are expenses that I take care of and I invest to make sure that I'm helping my sellers get their home sold. Number four, a home passes or fails inspection. This is a myth that a lot of buyers actually come to me and ask me about because they think that if their home fails an inspection, they're not going to be able to buy it. The truth is, a home inspector doesn't pass or fail a home. They're really just going in to provide a service to let you know information about the main systems and components of the house. They're gonna check out the things like the roof, the attic, the plumbing, HVAC, electrical systems, all of that stuff, but all they're doing is giving you information on what is currently working properly or what may be defective and need to be taken care of. No matter what, even if the home has a lot of defects, there is no failing of an inspection. It's an opportunity for the buyer and the seller to negotiate on what needs to be taken care of. Number five, the Zestimate is accurate. I've worked with a lot of home sellers that let me know that the Zestimate on their home is XYZ. The truth is that anytime I ask them when's the last time Zillow came to your home, looked through the property, and showed you any kind of comparables, they generally say, well, that's never happened. The Zestimate is an automated valuation model which pulls into account a lot of factors that may or may not actually be a fair representation of what your home's value is. In fact, Spencer Raskoff, the CEO of Zillow, sold his home in 2016 for about 40% less than the Zestimate, proving that those numbers aren't always accurate. Number six, price it high, you can always come down. This is actually a very common myth I run into, especially today when we're in a seller's market. A lot of people think, hey, I'll just put it on the high end. We can always come down off the price. Not only that, if the buyer doesn't think the price is right, they can always make an offer. The truth is, buyers are still very savvy. Even though there's not a lot of inventory out there, they're not even looking at the homes that they think are gonna be overpriced. So, it's really hard to get an offer if you can't get anyone inside your door. Starting it off too high can often lead to it sitting on the market longer than it should, which ultimately means you're going to have to reduce the price to get people into the home, and ultimately may come down lower than you should have if you would've just started off at the right price. Number seven, lowball the first offer. Much like sellers who want to start way too high, a lot of buyers think they need to start off way too low. The truth is, right now we are in a seller's market. Homes are generally selling for about 3-5% under the list price. So starting off with a really low offer, although you think it may just say, hey, I'm willing to make an offer, could offend a seller, and ultimately they may not even negotiate back and forth at all. You need to be sure that you know what you're willing to pay and go ahead and try to come in close to that if you're really gonna try to negotiate a deal at all. Number eight, multiple price reductions mean the seller is desperate. This is one I've actually heard from a lot of buyers. Hey, I know the seller's come off the price many times. They're probably desperate to get it sold. The truth is, that's not always the case. A lot of times, they may just be reducing it to try to keep up with what's happening in the market, or they may be trying to get it underpriced to show that they're really aggressive to generate as much activity as possible. Just because they've come off the price previously doesn't mean that they're gonna be able to come off even more when they're ready to negotiate. Sometimes they may not be willing to negotiate at all after they've already made those price reductions. So make sure you listen to your agent when they make advice on what you should be offering on any property. Number nine, multiple offers give the sellers an advantage. While receiving multiple offers on your property does give you somewhat of an advantage, you need to be careful how you play that. If you try to negotiate too hard on all of the offers, you may end up ticking off the buyers and all of them walking away. make sure you have a professional by your side to help walk you through the process of how to handle multiple offers. Number 10, all agents are the same. This myth could not be further from the truth. And in fact, all agents are completely different. Even though it's our job to help people buy and sell homes, everybody provides that service a little bit differently. If you are interested in buying or selling a home, I'd love an opportunity to talk to you to show you why I'm different from anyone else and see how I can help you make the right choice. Thanks for checking out the Air and Advantage podcast. Make sure you subscribe to my station to stay up to date with everything I post. Also, you can check me online on facebook.com/theairandadvantage or on Twitter @airandadvantage.